Chapter 3. It might have been New Year's Eve instead of a soft spring night. There was a 12-piece orchestra playing music that caught you up in its festivity immediately, and there were waitresses whose lovely skin glowed in the light of the massive chandeliers and the Rochester lamps. Women in pink gowns and white gowns and blue gowns that cost as much as a working man's wages floated around the three floors of the restaurant on the arms of men who talked in loud, important voices about finance and politics and local matters as if their opinions alone could change the course of things. Most of the men wore black evening suits with white percale bosom shirts and white bow ties. The plump, pink-faced maitre d' put Guild on the second balcony, as if he wanted to get him as far out of sight as possible. Guild had a good steak and boiled potatoes and three glasses of wine. Then he had a cigar and sat back and listened to the music from the band, which was just below him on the ground floor. This was society music, the sort played at cotillions. Though it made him tap his feet, he wanted to have his wine and his cigar and hear fiddles on the sweet night air. He could listen to fiddles for hours. Finally, predictably, he got tired of looking at and listening to the walrus-like men around him with their air of money and malice. But he was not ready to go back to his room. In the past 4 months, he had tracked 4 men, one after the other, almost without pause. He had money. He needed to relax. He was still feeling good from confession. When a waiter came by, Guild stopped him and said, "Is there a veranda?" The waiter nodded and pointed. "Good view of the hills, too." "Thank you." Guild picked up his check, left coins for his waitress, and then pushed his way through all the chattering and chittering society people. The veranda was on the other side of tall, curtained French doors. The fresh air was like a balm. Guild stood there with his cigar. He looked first at the quarter moon with its nimbus that promised rain, and then at the eastern ring of piney hills lovely in silhouette. Then his gaze dropped to the streets below. Lamplight gave the business section the feel of a civilized eastern town.